Well, it's clear there's a lot of angst and a lot of anger amongst small and medium business owners who are slowly suffocating under the lockdown blanket. Wally Mahana is Chief Executive Officer of the Canterbury Bankstown Chamber of Commerce, and I spoke to him earlier.
From the people I've been receiving calls and talking to on a day-to-day basis, it's really dreadful and emotionally devastated, and especially when they rely on weekly income to pay the bills, to provide food, and just to get by. And hardly ever anyone they've got enough cash saving to rely on. They just rely on a week to week, basically.
So are they not being able to access government assistance?
Some of them, they've been successful in receiving the Commonwealth from an employee perspective and the business grants when they open up. But there's many who are falling through the crack. They've been contacting us and we've been trying to connect them with Service New South Wales to address their situation on one-to-one. The staff at Service New South Wales who are handling the inquiries, sometimes they're not familiar with the rules or regulations. So all that small fine print confusion is delaying the process. So there is a bit of confusion.
What needs to happen? Do you want to see the return of JobKeeper, for example?
David, to be honest, JobKeeper at the moment, $600 or $700 a week does not cut it. We are in week number 5. If you want to calculate the bills for each individual, whether it be a family or a business, it's got beyond that. So if we're talking another extension to the lockdown, the financial support needs to double up. You're asking people to bear the pain and you're asking people to disrupt their day-to-day activities. You're asking the people to have their business being disruptive. And this is taking place at no fault of their own.
Are you suggesting that the lockdown should be lifted or eased?
We sincerely appreciate the daily health updates that are provided. What we're asking is the economical impacts of this lockdown. At the moment, so far, vaccination is the way out. And there are a lot of hubs being generated locally, which is a good sign. And we encourage the community to come and participate in the vaccine and the vaccination process. But we need to learn to live with the virus, David, because you can't keep suppressing society and community, and you can't keep locking down businesses.
We have seen, though, time and time again around the world that easing lockdowns inevitably causes an explosion in case numbers, which often leads to a much longer and more painful lockdown. Do you accept that?
Look, we need to look at the human impact, such suicide, domestic violence and substance abuse and economical harm. At the end of the day, the lockdowns have side effects and they cannot be ignored. And that's why we're asking for a balanced approach between the health and the economical perspective.
But the vaccination rates are still very low by world standards and a long way from herd immunity, which is the level required for the virus not to spread.
So do we stay under lockdown? Which path are we going to walk on? We can stay into lockdown, and if that's the choice of the government, then you need to provide the support needed for people to remain capable of running day-to-day activities. Mm. You can't ask people to bleed and to go into financial crisis and to go into the mental health crisis at the same time. So that's why we're asking what you're inviting, and we're calling on the Treasurer to talk about the economical impact and see how we can strike a balance between the health and the economy.
That's Wally Mahana from the Canterbury Bankstown Chamber of Commerce.